This one goes out to all the people with big ass titties.
Oh yeah.
Sacrificing their bodies and their backs and their lumbar spines.
Yeah.
With their backrifice. My backrifice, backrifice, my backrifice. Yeah, backrifices. Come on. Walking around, feeling shitty in my own town. Walking around with my big tits, scraping on the ground, on the ground. My backrifice that I spend every day. Walking around looking like a human comma, babe. My backrifice from my big ass heavy tits. Fucking me up.
My backrifice. My backrifice.
Holding me down.
My backrifice.
Yeah.
My backrifice.
Walking around in that same town, scared to take a photo.
Yeah,
that backrifice got me walking around looking like Quasimodo. Backrifice hurting every day, taking these titties all along with this pain. I can feel my spine fucking up. All of this strain from my backrifice.
My backrifice.
From my big ass tits.
This backrifice.
From my big old tits.
Backrifice.
From my big old tits. My backrifice. Next year I'm getting surgery and I'm super pumped. My backrifice.
That was a great tweet you had today.
Thank you.
What was it again?
It was like
shout out to all the women with big tits for making the backrifice.
Yeah, shout out to all those big, shout out to everybody with big tits just walking around in their towns. Shout out to everybody with big tits fucking with just slumped over feeling like shit with those huge milk fucking blasters.
Oh yeah.
Slumped over.
Look at this.
Sacrifice. Yeah, those big ass tits right there.
Look at that.
Mm-hmm. Look at those big old. Those big old milk blasters you're walking around with, and it hurts your back every day. Like, thank you for your backrifice. You know, just to the boob community in general, I think you guys know the little priorities get down with we thank you for everything.
Hell yeah, dude. Right? Yeah, absolutely.
Most of our success is because of talking about titties.
Wouldn't be here if it wasn't for big fat knockers. That's the drill. Also, wouldn't be here without some live shows. So April 9th, I will be in Buffalo, New York. April 10th, I will be in Cleveland, Ohio, and I will display a graphic now with the rest of my dates for April and May. Come see me on the Ready to Cry Sounds of Love and Stuff tour, and come hang out with your boy. But yeah, welcome back to Little Priori Podcast. I am your host, Daniel Priori, and I'm joined by my other co-host, Michael Priori.
That's good, y'all. And we are brothers, but in the mean titties between titties, we're going to talk about stuff, and you guys are going to fucking like it.
Yep. First thing on the agenda, you sent me something about Siamese twins.
Yeah. I was looking at this today, and I sent it to Danny. I was like, we got to cover this scoop.
Yeah, dude.
We got to scoop this news.
I love scooping Siamese.
I like scooping some Siamese babes.
Yeah. I like scooping Siamese.
Me too.
I think I'm scooping Siamese.
Also
I'm scooping Siamese. I really think so.
on the internet. Wait, do that again.
I think I'm scooping Siamese. I think I'm scooping Siamese. I really think so.
Also, can we say, we don't know yet. We'll look it up.
Siamese is a scientific term, I think.
Right. We'll look it up later, and then we'll change the way we talk about stuff.
Yeah, whatever. Conjoined
we're not sure
fetus
yet.
Heads.
Yeah, we're not sure yet, so we're not mean guys.
Yeah.
Anyways, there is a story about these sisters who are conjoined fucking babes.
Hot, go on.
And one of the sisters fell in love with a guy, and they got married. And everyone was like, oh, this is fucking wild. Like, how does this work? Like, what goes down? Like, you know, the usual, like, people treating people like fucking carnival fucking attractions.
All right, let me rattle off a couple quick questions to you, right? Because you read the article. I wanted to get the article through you. Two heads, yes?
Yeah.
Separate heads.
Yeah,
okay.
Separate heads.
I got more. One set of tits?
I don't know. They didn't get into the because articles suck. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
they got to keep everything like chill and polite. But like, we all want to know, like, is it four tits? Respectfully. It's the human anatomy. We talk about anatomy all the time. Like, why should we stop
it? Based on this picture, it looks like two tits on two different chests. So one tit each.
Okay, that's fire.
One tit each. So one tit each.
Right.
One titty each.
One titty.
I'm at Italian.
One titty.
One titty each. One titty each. One titty each.
Come say each.
Four eyes, two heads, two noses, two mouths. One titty each.
One titty each.
And then is it one sphincter and one vanish?
I think it's two different bums.
Well, imagine like if we were conjoined twins and I had diarrhea all the time and you didn't.
Well, this is why the article is very. This is why it was very interesting. Because after that, people were like, well, how do they have sex? And how do they do this? Now, I personally, I know there's people who are like, let them live their lives. Like, shut the fuck up. This is very interesting stuff.
Yeah, who doesn't have questions?
And before you even go, like, before you're even, like, fucking protecting people you don't fucking know, they answered it.
Oh.
Or one of the sisters answered.
Wow.
Apparently. I mean, this is the internet. Like, people go to extraordinary lengths to make up fabricated shit.
Right.
But this looks... I think it's from hers, theirs, I don't know, account. And they were like, well, we saw people asking, so we're just going to go ahead and get it out of the way.
Okay, yeah, this is the things they listed.
Go.
This is Brittany and Abby Hensel. And they're verified, so I don't think they care about us sharing this. Because everyone is asking, we're going to tell you. Yes, I have sex with my husband. Yes, I go down on him. Oh, my God, imagine, like... You went to suck a guy's penis, and I just watched you suck his penis?
And a fucking, and you're, and imagine being the guy, and you're getting hit from a double-headed dragon?
Jesus, that's pretty awesome. yes, I go down on him. Yes, my sister Brittany is there. Yes.
Well, we know that.
See, this was going to be one of my questions. Yes, my sister and I orgasm as one. That's kind of beautiful.
Wait, you orgasm from giving head?
No, they orgasm because they have one vanoosh.
Oh.
So they share a vanoosh, probs. And then they're combined at the head, so their brains have to be connected. Nah.
Nah. Wait, their brains
have to be connected. Wait. So when one orgasm happens, it blasts into the other side's brain.
Oh, right? You're talking about, yeah, because the messages go to both brains.
Yeah, so like if you burn your left Siamese hand, your right Siamese hand side is going to feel it.
Dude, that's a phenomenon.
Yeah.
Like John Travolta.
But yes, my sister and I orgasm as one, but when I sleep?
Yeah, but when we sleep together, she doesn't join. She puts on headphones and listens to like a podcast.
What?
Yeah. But my thing is like, okay, that's happening, right?
Yeah, yeah. But when I sleep with my husband, she's usually reading a book or listening to a true crime podcast. Yeah, probably not fucking murdering both of you. If she could murder both of them and not die,
she probably would. 100%. But my thing is, so she's laying there, right?
Yeah.
Let's say the wall is the husband.
It's a big husband.
The husband and the sister that are sleeping together.
Well, let's put our heads together.
I'll put my head to yours. Okay. Right? So now you just go like you just make a whole bunch of movement and noises. And I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
Oh my God. This is so weird.
Oh my God, we're coming.
See, that's terrible.
That's rough. Yeah.
And I'm thinking she's there, and they're like, oh, God. And she's like, listening to the fucking crime books. And then she's just like, But she feels it too. So at one point she's listening to it and she's just going, at the same time, out of nowhere.
It's like, then he murdered his wife.
So does she just have an orgasm out of nowhere?
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of fire.
Saying she ignores the pleasure. I feel this.
How do you ignore the pleasure? This fucking sister,
Brittany, is a rider, dude.
Yeah, she is. This goes back to the movie with Matt Damon and that guy from Eternal Sunshine. Little Miss Sunshine.
Listening to a true crime podcast. Dude, here's the other thing. What happens if her sister gets married?
Well, I'm still getting over what the fuck just happened between us.
Yeah.
How does she do that? I couldn't even do that joking.
She just gets thrashed, too.
I would just be like, yeah, but the thing is, she is a different person. So it's like, she might not even, imagine she hated him.
I know. Imagine how has the husband never once been like,
Dude, I'm risen both.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm performing Rizaj on both of them. I'm going to try to be like, listen.
Hey, Brittany, you want some of this?
Also, imagine talking to her like, your sister's kind of like a bitch.
She's just right?
I'm fucking right here, dude.
Can your sister leave us alone for a second?
Yeah.
She's pissing me off.
Can you leave us alone for a second? And she just goes, all right.
Oh.
It's just putting her hands over her ears. But, I mean, listen, they're in the situation, right? And my thing is obviously... Because someone on Twitter was just like trying to find a way to like, you know, it's like, dude, it's a joke. Like, also, not even that. Like, she answered it. She's a baller for answering.
Yeah.
I fucking respect them 20 times more than anybody that, you know, is fucking quote unquote like normal. There are people who won't even talk about their own sex lives and they don't even have anybody attached to their fucking hip.
No, it's the truth. It's the truth. And
that was cool as fuck of them to just be like, hey, it goes down like this. And also, it you know what it does? In my opinion, it adds more value because, dude, even people that act like they give a shit still look at it and go like, eh, what is that? You know what I mean? People do that shit. I'm personally, we grew up on fucking Howard Stern. I'm fucking looking at shit like, oh, this is fire. You know what I mean? Like, I want to know the real... When you ask questions, I feel like it just humanizes people who may be treated a lot differently. You know what I'm saying?
No, it's true.
So when someone answers like that, I'm like, fuck yeah, dude. Fucking double-headed dragon giving double-headed dragon fucking suck.
All right, so here's them talking.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. I was going to let that sit and not laugh at it. So they sit...
Andrew! Look, and they're fucking awesome. Look.
They drive together.
Oh, that's these two. I remember them.
How do you drive together?
Abby is in control of the gas and the brakes. And then we both steer, obviously. And then I'm in charge of the clicker for the blinker. So
Abby kind of seems like the more bossy bitch.
You think so?
She has more. Abby gets to do the brakes and the gas. And you just... No, Brittany does. And then Abby... Abby control. Oh my god.
Yeah, we don't even know how to do it. We're one person.
Abby is the boss bitch. Brittany is,
yeah,
you know, like kind of like second fiddle.
Yeah,
playing second fetus.
Damn.
Yeah. So if it's just like, hey, you get the blinker job, like that's boring. I want to drive the car.
God, can you imagine being attached to somebody though every day?
No.
But obviously, you guys have your. You know what I mean? Like marriage is. What's the closest thing to that? What could we think?
Being attached at the hip, being kidnapped and like tied up with someone, maybe
forced.
Yeah, being forced to be fucking strapped to somebody.
Yeah, the whole time.
Yeah, fucking Texas strap match, brother.
Dude, that's it's just weird. Like, cause I'm like even if I sat here and someone was like, "Yo, think about how your brother jays off for like 50,000," I'd be like, "All right, I'm down," but this is gonna suck.
So let me ask you a question, right? Let me ask you a question to follow that up, right?
Like, thinking about you just fucking...
But it's our penis.
That's true.
You get to come with me. That's pretty fucking cool, dude. As brothers...
Yo, wait, as guys Siamese or guys fucking conjoined? That's got to be weird.
Yeah, dude, we could fucking jizz together.
That's a lot more cleanup, though, which is kind of annoying.
Yeah, but it also, like, it depends, because, like, if I'm jerking myself... Bang off.
Yeah.
And you come. Is that gay?
At the same time? No, because we didn't cross J.
That's true.
Cross J would kind of be fire, though.
Right. But it's also like...
Cross J-ing!
You get caught up in the. If it's my hand.
You get caught up and come.
You get caught up and come. If it's my hand on our penis.
Yes.
This is like a chicken or the egg question. Because if it's my hand on our penis.
Yeah.
And I guess we have to mutually agree to come together at that point. Like, damn, I'm horny. I'm going to jerk us off.
Yeah.
I'm horny. I'm jerking us off, dude.
Oh, because I'm getting pleasure.
Yeah, dude, because you're listening to your true crime podcast, but you're still jizzing with me.
I was going to say that's proxy jizz, but it's not even proxy jizz because it's my body feeling it also.
Fucking cumhousens.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine, like, I have headphones on one day and I'm chilling and all of a sudden just, like, a stain shows up in my pants and I'm like, Danny! Yeah, and you're like, sorry.
Sorry, dude.
Sorry.
I jaded it. I thought you were sleeping.
No,
can you fall asleep without me?
Yeah, no, because I mean, I'm not falling. I would take like three. If you were like, yeah, I'm sorry, I got to get it in tonight.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I'm just going to say right now.
But it's we.
If it's dudes conjoined, way more threesomes are happening. Like 100%. Actual threesomes.
Yeah.
Because dude conjoined twins would definitely be down more than girl conjoined.
Yeah, dude, like suck her tit. I'll suck this other tit.
Yeah.
And she's just like.
100%.
Yeah.
You and me would be high-fiving during it.
Yeah.
That's just the truth, though. Guys would be so much more, like, brothers would be like, I mean, because if they get separated.
Yeah.
I would imagine that's a situation maybe where one of them will be sacrificed.
Yeah. Have you ever seen Mimi's in person?
No, what's that?
Siamese twins. I'm trying to give it like a cute name. So we don't get in trouble.
No, I don't think I've ever, I don't think I ever have.
Or CJ's?
I'm trying to think, like, no, because I feel like I would.
Joints?
Because to be honest, I would remember that. You just do. You just do. It's because it's not a commonality.
I mean, I still feel the same way a little bit when I see a little person every once in a while.
I mean.
I'm like, oh.
Here's the thing.
Hey.
Everybody. There's a guy that works at American Eagle Outfitter, I think.
Okay.
In Yonkers.
Okay.
Tiny Whenever guy? I go there, I see him, yeah. And, like, I've never asked his name because I feel like that's if I'm like, yeah, what's your name, man?
Yeah, you know
what
I mean,
like that. Like, what am I doing here? Like, this guy's a human.
I mean, that's perfectly normal.
Well, this guy's a fucking human. So at the end of the day, I'm like, okay, like, it's not like no one never notices, and there's nothing wrong with noticing. And that's where I want to say, if you notice, you notice. People who are just like, I didn't even notice. Like, shut the fuck up.
I know. It's like I didn't even notice his height.
You're two feet tall. Yeah, you're making it weirder. Like, obviously you do, dude. And it's all good because first off, it's probably got a bigger dick than I do.
Yeah, probably.
And second, like, it's not like I'm sitting there going like, whoa, can I like ask a few questions? You go in there, you're chill. There's nothing wrong with being like, yo, what up? You know, obviously I'm not gonna be like, yo, what's up? What's up with you?
Yeah.
Like, I would never say that or do that. But like. No, I mean, like, to me, that's different because I feel like you see more smaller people. Like, conjoined twins is a wild thing. It's a wild thing.
I'm trying to see, like, what the little person gene is.
It's just a different.
It's the FGFR3 gene that causes achondroplasia.
It sounded like a car.
So the FGFR3 gene provides instructions for making a protein that is involved in the development and maintenance of bone and brain tissue.
Right.
Two specific variants in the FGFR3 gene are responsible for almost all cases of dwarfism. So in recessive cases, passing on dwarfism to your child requires teamwork.
Yeah, I'm sure people are
really going after it as a team.
Well, because like I remember that show. What was the name of the family that was like famous? God, I forgot the name of the show. It was on like TLC or something.
Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
No, it was like what the hell was it? What was it? It was
Little People, Big Dreams or something.
Is that what it was?
Yeah,
yeah, and Little People, Big World. Their son.
That's what it was called. Little People, Big World.
Yeah, and their son was really tall.
Yes.
Little People, Big World.
So I knew it was Little People, Big something.
Yeah. But there's like so many offensive movies. Like there's a movie.
You should ask that guy his name though. Next time you're in American Eagle, you should be like, hey, buddy.
No, because I feel like that's weird. Also, I'm definitely not saying buddy.
Yeah, buddy is
That's kinda... definitely.
I didn't mean it that way.
Buddy.
I meant it like, hey, guy.
Saying buddy, I'm just like, yo, bro, what's good? Saying buddy to me, I know that you didn't mean it like that.
Yeah.
I don't even see it that way. What's up, buddy? But to me, saying buddy is like I bend over and pet him on his head or something.
Yeah, well, yeah. Yeah, I get that. I get that. I didn't mean it that way, but I could see it now.
But like, there's a movie called like 12 Toes or something. And Gary Oldman and a bunch of people play little people in the movie. Like, it's Gary Coleman's body.
That's pretty sick.
And other half of his in a couch.
Sweet.
But it's like,
I want to see that.
I want to look up the name of the movie so I'm not fucking it up. It's called Tiptoes.
So,
have you ever heard of, you've never heard of this movie?
No, they're little people with 12 toes.
So, it's called Tiptoes. It was in 2003. And it's Carol falls in love with Steven without knowing much about him. When Carol finds herself pregnant, it forces Steven to expose a secret. Steven happens to be the only average-sized person in a family of dwarves.
Oh.
Including his twin brother, Rolf.
I thought it was, like, he was wearing, like doing a little Rascals thing, like, where he was walking on somebody's shoulders and sex with their got her pregnant.
Right. But do you hear how fucking 2003 this is?
Yeah.
He's in, not only is he embarrassed.
Somebody wrote that.
It says he has to admit a secret. Why should that be a secret?
I know.
That's fucked up. Dude, movies were so fucked back in the day. But like, I'm just thinking about it. It's like, he's like embarrassed to say it. And it's just like, what person would be like, oh, I can't fucking, we got a divorce. Like your whole family's dwarves.
Honestly, I feel like people would do that.
They would, for sure, because they
would be afraid of the gene.
Exactly.
They're like, oh, what if you have a baby with me and then he's a little dwarf man?
Yeah, and here's what it comes down to. I know when people say that to, they're like, well, I don't want my kid being made fun of. Like that's the last thing you want. You know?
Yeah, nobody wants their kids to be a dwarf
because everyone knows kids are ruthless. But it's like, how the fuck do kids even know at that age?
I think because they're all kind of the same height.
Aren't they?
Yeah.
Or no, you could still tell because there's features. There are certain features.
That's yeah, right. Like Kelly, there are certain, like Kelly Clarkson. Like,
or in the face or anything like that. Yeah, I didn't know because Kelly Clarkson's got like her arms.
Yeah, she's got little,
very short arms.
She's got little peep feet.
So I thought that I didn't think that she was, but I was like, yeah, she kind of looks like she could be.
Yeah, I remember when I first saw her on American Idol, I was like, oh, this is like the best singing little person I've ever seen. And then I was like, oh, that's like a regular person.
But I
like, is that even okay?
I just remember seeing that movie and going, yo, this is fucked. Like, dude, they're like all, first off, there's only a few small people in the actual movie. And then Gary, small guy, couch hiding his body.
Damn.
Movies did not give a fuck back then. That's obvious.
I love that, like, somebody wrote that, pitched it, and then got Gary Oldman to be in it.
I know. How did fucking Gary Oldman get it? Also,
he probably thought it was like a groundbreaking film.
My thing is they knew that they were making.
What did it get on Rotten Tomatoes?
They knew that they were making a movie that was gonna have a better meaning at the end,
right?
But the plot is fucked.
So what's the end? I'll marry you. I don't care how little your family is.
By the way, guess who the regular tall guy is, or whatever they called it. It's fucking Matthew McConaughey, bro. How have we never seen this movie?
I have no idea. All right.
Steven, yeah, when Carol finds...
I got these little ass people in my house.
Dude, there's like... Yeah, I'm just thinking about him walking around like, all right.
I know that you're pregnant. You haven't met my family, but...
So,
let's just say they can all fit
look at this picture of Gary Oldman.
Small-size Lincoln.
Look at this picture of Gary Oldman. It's him in a couch with fake-ass legs that literally looks like it's stuffed.
He's so cute.
It's just...
He looks adorable, dude. Look at his little fake legs.
It's just so... I couldn't believe
I'm watching this movie as soon as I go home.
Yeah, you got to watch Tiptoes.
I kind of wish that the roles were reversed because I would have loved to see a little version of Matthew McConaughey. That would have been way funnier.
Oh, my God. Yeah, because of his accent.
Imagine she just walks in. He's like,
this is just my life.
He's like, is your wife hot or not? She comes in. He's like, all right. Shaking his little legs. His little fake legs.
This is just the way it goes.
All right.
This is just the way it goes when you're live life on your tiptoes.
Man, you're a tall glass of water, baby. I can't believe my brother. You ever get tired of my brother? You come sit right next to me on this couch.
I think he goes to visit the dad, but then they meet the whole family. And she wears a shirt in the movie that's like, I love...
Little people?
No, it says like, I love midgets.
God.
Dude, it's super... It's like...
It made my chest hurt.
Who's the chick that dated Pete Davidson? I think, is that her? Kate Beckinsale.
Kate Beckinsale.
Dude, it's like a fucking stacked Patricia Arquette's in it, bro.
Damn. Rotten Tomatoes, what did it get? Did we see?
Oh yeah, Rotten Tomatoes for Tiptoes. Did we talk about, I never told
on Tiptoes.
What are the Maytoes?
Good. What is it?
I'll start with the audience. It's 23% for the audience. Well, that's because half of the audience probably was fucking little people and they were pissed.
Yeah, and they were like, that's not real life. It's not a good depiction of us.
And then 20% from the critics. So it's not, it's just not, yeah, it's a big bomb. It's a little bomb, if you will. It is not, it didn't, yeah, it didn't, it did not do very well. But I know people, like, have you ever, you've never, so, like, because T-Pain was on stream once, right?
Okay.
He has a homie who's a part of his team named Midget Mac. That's Midget Mac's name.
Yes.
Midget Mac has that name for him. So, and Midget Mac's always just drinking. He's always drinking in the fucking background. And he's always like, yo.
I've seen him.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, and T's like, you going to buy the liquor for once? Like, always arguing with him and shit.
Yeah.
So they'll go in and they'll say shit. And someone in his channel was like, why are you calling him that? And he's like, he made up the fucking name, bro. That's what he wants to be called. That's what it is.
Does Midget Mac?
And he goes, first off, he gets way more bitches than you probably get to the person in the chat.
Got him.
And because the person, because that's my thing. People that say shit a lot of the time, some people may have good intentions, but a lot of other people, like, you're making it worse by making it weird like that.
Agreed.
T-Pain has him come in and they
agree.
It's not just fucking with him. Like, they chill with this man and go on tour. Like, he's part of the team. Yeah, he's
part of the crew.
And he gets mad puss. And the guy came in there like, oh, why are you playing homie like that? And they're like, bro, this guy, life is better than yours. Like, don't come in here trying to make us feel. He named himself.
It kind of seems like it. Like, to me.
That's just my opinion.
To me, and that's just me, if a man wants to be known as Midget Mac, you call him Midget Mac.
Yeah, he doesn't care. That's his name.
That's his name.
That's his party name. Dude, this guy, he's everywhere with him all the time at parties, chilling. And like, because even at first, when I first saw it, I was like, yeah,
saw it. When I first saw it.
Not him. When I first saw their interaction.
When I first saw it, that little fucker scared the shit out of me.
When I first saw their interaction on Twitch, when he called him that, I was like, oh shit. But that's his name. I looked. If you go on Instagram, look up Midget Mac's Instagram.
I'm way ahead of you, dude.
He's the fucking. So I know either, but I didn't say anything because I'm not gonna be phony. Like some people just say shit. And they're like, "Damn, why are you clowning a little homie like that, bro?" And it's like, dude, you have no idea what this person's life is. Also, you're making it weird. You're talking about it like it's an elephant in the room, and it's not. You know what I'm saying?
Here's a question.
I don't like when people do that shit.
There was a guy I saw on Instagram who's a little person, and he had like Alexander McQueen on. He had like a Montclair jacket. It's like a part of me wish, like, imagine, like, you get like kid sizes for clothes and it's cheaper.
Yeah,
like that would be pretty sweet.
Yeah,
you know, I'm just saying, obviously there's some posies and neggies, but like, you know, but one of the posies for me would be like, hey, like I can get Jordan's kid size for like $40.
Yeah, I mean, if that actually is how that works,
that's, yeah, amazing. Of course.
That's amazing.
Yeah, you can't. It's by size, not by age.
Yeah.
So if a grown little man comes in and he's like, hey, what's up? I want these J's and a fucking 7Y, you have to give them to him.
You also never have to get rid of worrying about changing a size in clothes.
That is true. But you can get fat. Yeah, you can get,
yeah,
person,
you can,
right?
Get, yeah, that's true. You might have to, that's true. You can probably gain weight. I don't know.
That's adorable.
I don't know. Like T-Pain. I don't think Mac knows me, but they were coming up with, like, that day, they were like, what else are we going to call him? Like, you know what I mean? Like, he wants us to call him. That's what we're going to call him. But I loved his connection with him because it's just like, granted, if it was every fucking day and it was like an onslaught of, you know, making someone feel like fucking shit.
Yeah.
That's where I draw the line. When you're making someone feel like fucking shit all the fucking time.
If you're like, hey, bro, you little bitch.
Yeah. Motherfuckers call me bald. It's not, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know I'm different and I know it is different, but like, not really. I can't go back.
Yeah, no,
I'm you're fucked.
Dude, I had a great April Fool's today.
And I'm not fucked. It's not that I'm fucked. I like being bald.
Yeah, defend yourself, dude.
I like it. Honestly, some of y'all have fucking terrible hair.
Yeah, defend yourself,
bro. And I would rather fucking be bald than have what if that's hair.
That's right.
Right?
Yep. Keep going.
You follicle having little bitch.
Yeah. Fuck you, dude.
Fuck you, bitch. You have to worry about, oh, I got to use like hybrid conditioner and this shit.
Talk to him.
I hope you put the fucking worst type of brand in your hair.
Fuck yeah.
And that shit falls out eventually.
Holy shit.
And then you fucking look like that fucking witch in that one movie where she looks like she's fucking dying.
Damn.
And she's got warts on her face.
Totally for reals.
Because you want to put azelaicin and clomiphene in your hair.
Give him another one.
Yeah, I'll give you another one. Fucking, what do you think? You're a horse? What do you think? This is fucking Little Prairie on
people
the...
People be doing that.
Little Prairie.
People be doing that. They be using horse shampoo on them.
Yeah, they be doing that.
They be doing that.
What do you think? You're in a fucking prairie on a farm?
I do declare.
One stroke, two stroke, three stroke head ass?
Woo!
Shut the fuck up. I hope you have a one stroke, two stroke, three stroke in your heart head ass.
Ah, oh my
stupid
God,
hair.
I do declare.
Fucking hair strands. Guess what hair is?
What?
Dead cells.
Gross.
You're supporting dead celeries growing out of your fucking head like that?
Yeah, you want dead things on you, idiot.
You fucking idiot. You look like a dumbass in your hair looking in the mirror. Meanwhile, yeah. You still hate yourself?
Yep.
If I had a follicle for every time you looked in the mirror and you low-key hated yourself, I would look like fucking, Michael Bolton.
Is he ugly?
No, he just has a lot of hair.
Oh. I thought it was Kenny G.
No. If I had a follicle for every time you low-key hated yourself and your hair didn't help you, I look like Fabio.
Yeah, I feel like you're talking to me right now.
I did look at you, Connor.
Yeah, I was like, oh. Okay.
Yeah, but you don't give a shit. Like, your hair is greased up and fucked.
Well, yeah. Well, everybody, I did an April Fool's where people actually thought that I cut all of my hair off.
Which you, I'm not just saying this. You looked good with a bald head.
You know what? Thanks.
I know, I'm being honest. You looked very handsome.
And so many people from my immediate family, you texted me, Jared texted me,
yeah.
Mom texted me,
yeah.
Mad people texted me being like, why did you fucking do that?
Well, because I know you love your hair.
Yeah, it's a big thing for me.
You're not like super fucking like, oh, I got my hair. But like, you're like, you like your hair though.
I love my hair.
It's a feature of yours that you like. And honestly, you have amazing hair, so I get it.
Yeah, and the thing is, it's like, it's not even like.
Fuck you though.
I never. Well, you did say that I hate myself for every follicle on my head.
Well, no, not you. Oh. I just meant people that like low-key. Like,
oh.
Like, you're open right. About hating yourself.
Yeah. Nelson, cut that right there. Nelson, give us a good one right there. No, I do have a spiritual attachment to my hair for some weird reason.
It's not like, weird.
Like just seeing, all right, so like I'm going to read some of the comments and then we're going to get into the ads. But okay. I'm going to read some of the comments.
Yeah.
That's the picture. I'll put the picture up.
Yeah, we'll have the picture up. Yeah.
3250. I'll put the picture up. Did you hear that or was that just me?
No, there was a dog.
Okay, I thought I was dying.
Schizophrenia?
Yeah, something. I thought something was going on. A lot of people said, nah, chill. So much potential. What a fucking stud. Oh, wow. Actually looks good. A dead eye thought you was Jared at first. This better be a filter. You look like Tom Cruise character in Tropic Thunder.
Damn.
I gasped so loudly. Uh-oh, here comes Danny Tate.
Oh, God.
Danny Tate. Motherfucker went from Danny to Daniel.
I don't even know what that means, but it's good.
Like, I guess. K, so you're bald.
Oh, like a full name? I don't know. I don't get it.
So, I think because of our cousin Daniel, because our cousin Daniel is
bald. Oh, I get it. Okay.
And then, you know, congratulations to our brother. Cousin Daniel.
Daniel.
Had a baby.
Yes.
Caroline. Congratulations.
Pisces month, baby.
Pisces month. Baby's name. I'm not gonna reveal it on here. I'll let him do it, I guess. But yeah, congratulations on your baby. I hope the baby's listening right now, so I could be like, your dad is gay, and he smells, and he's bald, and then you're probably gonna be bald when you grow up. Play this in the baby's ear, but not so you guys can hear. And don't ever ask me for money, because I'm not gonna give it to you. All right, now give the headphones back to your dad. But yeah, like those guys are really great. I love those guys. They're awesome. And then it says, gonna go ahead and assume this is an April Fool's, but if it's not, do whatever you can to tape it back onto your head.
You look Jeez.
You look like Dan Bassmaster.
Oh, God. Whenever we fucking show our heads, even if they're bald or whatever, we always get Ed Bassmaster.
I know.
Because he's just like a biracial, like ambiguous looking person.
Danny shaved his head bald. Kid's going through it. Album of the year incoming.
Well, Selena took the
took
picture.
The picture. That so is the thing.
So it looks like she almost was with you when she shaved your head.
Someone goes album mode, full caps. You look like you've got a pocket full of kryptonite and ready to take over Metropolis. I love how this person debunks it. 100% cap. He had a hairline, a good one. Even if he shaved off the hairline, would still be there.
Damn, that's kind of nice.
Yeah.
But also a little intense, but very nice to say.
Flex Luther.
Do you have to use someone's head as a layer?
Yeah. So we did it for Jared, too, and I turned Jared into like a woman.
Yeah, Jared's hair was great. It was, like, curly.
Yeah, I was like, give him, like, the haircut of, like, somebody from, like, the Olympic soccer team, the girls' team.
Yeah, he kind of looks like a balding emo person.
But that kind of looks like him, though.
Yeah,
like, that's what Jared's
that's what
hair,
his hair
like, actually,
would look. That's what he would look like today if he had his hair.
100%, that's what it would look like.
Yep.
He looked at that photo and just went, damn. Yeah. I sent it to him.
Yeah. Oh, did he really?
Yeah, and he was like. But yeah, bro, April Fools, I still have my hair.
It's so funny, dude.
Frankie's wife even said, I gasped. I was like, yo, is it that bad?
This is, I'm telling you, bro, bald people.
Someone goes, Danny looks like Paul Heyman.
That's actually kind of fire. Bald people, for some reason, are just like, I don't know, we're allowed to just like get bodied for some reason.
But you guys like are a people, though. Like there are like bald communities, brother.
Yeah, no, well, because a lot of people go bald, but it's just, it's funny to me. It's like, bald is like the new, like, everyone can shit on a bald person, and like, no one cares.
Yeah, you guys don't have, like, rights.
I low-key feel like we're like, yeah, it's funny to me. Like, every time I feel it, it's like, when I first started going bald.
Yeah, did you feel like ugly, like you wanted to hide it?
No, because my hair has always been shaved, so I didn't really care.
Go ahead, take it off.
So I've never given a fuck about being bald. Like,
yeah.
I've always been like, oh, I'm fucking bald. It is what it is.
Would you ever?
And people always think because I rocked hats before that.
Right.
Right. But everyone's always like, oh, damn, my man's trying to justify it. It's all good, bro. Like all that shit, which is funny. I do love that. I love when people are like, dude, it's all good, bro. Like shoulder touch. Like,
yeah,
it's all
good.
But the fact of the matter is like, what is it that fucks you over when you get bald? Do you lose your job opportunities? Nope. Do you lose any chance to get money? Kind of one and the same? Nope. Do you lose the ability to breathe? Nope. Are you like disabled all of a sudden? Nope. Everyone's big concern is, how am I going to get pussy? And it's really this simple. Stop being a fucking nerd. Because nerds don't get pussy.
Hell yeah.
If you're going to be a nerd, be a cool nerd. Because honestly, it's 2024, and honestly, I'm going to retract and say, even nerds are getting pussy. Actually, I know more nerds that get more pussy than you. And here's the truth. Has it stopped me from getting pussy? Nope. I'm still out there. I honestly like when girls smack my head when I'm fucking them nicely. Smack me on my head. It's like, I don't want you to hit me on the butt cheek because that's kind of weird. I'll slap my own butt cheek. I'm down for that. Slap me on the head. Rub it down. Call me your little fucking cinnamon cue ball bitch. Beat the shit out of my head. Grab it. Pinch it. Make it go like this. When those little lines show up, those little fucking goddamn, and it looks like I have like actual... Hey, people that get cornrows in your hair, I can actually make cornrows with my scalp, so that's kind of cool. But nothing should stop you from thinking, oh, I'm bald now. I'm not going to get ass ever again. That's the main concern. Am I going to get ass? Or is everyone going to make fun of me? It doesn't matter, because guess what? I'm still getting my dick sucked. Every day. Not every day. Every once in a month. But I'm still doing my thing. And I'm out here, and I'm never going to stop. I'm never going to stop getting head because I'm giving head.
Dude, I would run through a bald wall for you.
And even honestly, and I'm gonna go ahead and say this. I know some people are probably like, nah, I'm not. Bald women are hot as fuck too.
Yeah.
Sometimes I want to grip on a fucking pulling a hair. You know, some girls are like, oh, I don't really want you messing up my hair like while we're doing this, which is weird. Those girls are weird. I've been with that type. They're very strange.
Right, right.
We're having sex. That's gross in itself. Sticking where I pee into where you pee. But girls that are bald, also hot. I want to slap your head if you're into that.
Don't stop him. He's on a roll.
Yes. I want to slap your head. I want to grab it. I want to feel like I'm making love to my cable guy.
Yeah.
Or my plumber. But a really hot plumber. And a really hot cable guy. So there's nothing wrong. Shout out to bald women as well. If we put our heads together, maybe some sort of dragon will come out of the skies and fucking scoop us both from my house. And we'll go flying up into the sky. And then we could have sex on a dragon. Wouldn't that be sick? Or we could have a sixum. And we could all tattoo little stars on our head. And when we come together, the dragon will come.
Oh, like
Dragon Ball Z. While I'm dragging these balls across your bald ass head, you hot bitch.
Dragon Ball Z.
Nice.
That's a fire porno.
Yeah, keep going. I can make pornos if I want. I'm never gonna stop loving me for being a bald bitch. Yeah, sure. When people look at my head, they think of a horseshoe. But honestly, I'm thinking about how someone's gonna take off their shoes and fuck me afterwards. That's the only shoes I'm thinking about. The shoes that are off of your mom's feet, your sister's feet, your grandmother's feet. And if your niece is old enough and you're older and she's like 26, your niece's feet. I'm going for everybody. And I'm capable of it. Because people know me. Because this may be a bald head, but it's kind of a popular bald head. And it's gotten me a lot of places. Those places being vaginas. So I'll be bald. And I'm ready for the call. Because guess what? I'm still having sex. And it makes you mad.
Yeah.
Sorry, I really had to let that out. Thank you.
No, that's fine.
That was amazing. I felt really good.
There was a couple. Did you say you wanted to sex with your plumber?
Yeah. I think I did. Okay. A plumber, not my plumber.
Oh, okay.
I did say I was my like, plumber.
Yeah.
I did say. I don't even have a plumber.
And you said you want to have sex with your cable guy. You didn't say cable girl.
Yeah, and cable guys do have hair. Plumber makes more sense.
Yeah.
Plumbers have hair too, but I feel like more plumbers are bald.
But you said you wanted to have it feel like you were having sex with two men that do utilities for you.
Oh, I don't remember that part. I blacked out. It's so funny though. Like,
you know what's funny? The ads. The ads are the best. Let's get into the ads and then, because you're ranting right now and I want to save it. Yeah, so this episode is brought to you by our friends at BetterHelp. Listen, this is what you need to know. Every time in every life, there is going to be a moment where you feel like you can get out there and get some help. Yes. All right?
Yes.
Why have it not be BetterHelp? Okay? As somebody who has used BetterHelp for 4 years now, I can vouch saying that it's been one of the, if not the best decision I've ever made in terms of getting my mental health where it needs to be. And here are some of the reasons why these things have helped me so much. And by these things, I mean BetterHelp, and here are some of the things. You know, and especially for those who are thinking about starting therapy, this is why you should really give it a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapist anytime at no additional charge. You know, that's something that, you know, why not give it a shot? Why not give it a shot? Some people that I even see on the road, they come out to me and they're like, oh, I use BetterHelp from listening to the show and it's helped me so much. Shout out to all the people that have come out to me and talked to me about their mental health struggles. Through their actual progress that they've made with BetterHelp. This is really helping people, and it's really helped me. And yeah, listen, you're like, oh man,
What can you do to help me, Danny? This is what I can do to help you, okay? Visit betterhelp.com/lops today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com, BETTERHELP.com/lops, LOPS, to get 10% off your first month, okay? That's 10% off your first month when you go to betterhelp.com/lops. Protect yourself. Use BetterHelps.
That was fire.
Right? Come on, dude.
That was fire.
But yeah, man, I feel...
You know what?
No.
Go ahead. Wait, no, you say it. Go ahead.
Would you ever do like what Dad does?
What does Dad do?
Like short on the sides and like shave the circle?
Yeah, but you got to be a certain age for that. You got to be like Louis C.K. age.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because like 37 is like...
You can still do it.
Actually, yeah. I mean, I'm close. So maybe at 40, I'll start just going straight horseshoe outside.
I feel like that would make you look like a really cool artist.
Yeah, and just wear like Japanese street clothing.
Yeah,
like the big pants.
Yeah, and like a fucking sequined fucking gi.
And have the glasses. I keep the glasses though, right?
Yeah, of course. And okay. But even maybe you get like wacky glasses that like cross over.
Dude, you're amping me up. Put that music back.
Yeah,
you're amping me up right now. I got, you know what? Danny's right.
Yeah, dude. Well, I just don't know why you're so, you know, I feel like...
No, I'm not. I'm ready to change.
I feel like you wear too many hats. I'm ready to change. I feel like you don't need to wear hats. Like, you could just...
You could just be bald
all the time.
Yeah, you're right. I'm ready to change. I'm going to horseshoe more.
Yeah.
I'm going to horseshoe more. Even though I really love hats, and I spent a lot of money on those hats. I'm going to horseshoe more.
Yeah.
And I'm going back to the sex thing. I'm gonna have more sex with bald people, because when I have sex with a bald person, I want to show more bald people need love.
Yeah.
And when I'm giving you back shots, I want to rub your head and see the future, and it reads, "What's the future? More back shots."
Yeah.
When I go down to grab your head and I'm like can't really get down there, I want to feel like I'm reaching for the last fucking pool ball in the pocket. Grab out that fucking goddamn fucking eight ball.
No, I'm raising my hand to ask a question. You said, because you said people, just before you keep going, are these, like, just women?
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Anybody that's bald can get it. Not only am I going to be more bald, I'm going to be more gay.
Nice. So you were talking about having sex with a cable guy.
And I want to thank, yeah, so it was a real cable guy.
Yeah, yeah.
And a real plumber. And you know what? A real accountant, too. Because I know mad accountants got to be bald. That's too many numbers to not lose your hair over. I just want to stand up for all the bald out there and say, fly free. It's our time. It's mine. I'm going to let it shine. I'm going to let it shine. I'm gonna let it shine.
Yeah, you should do like a... Like
no, I'm gonna keep wearing hats. I love hats.
You should do a course for like bald acceptance. Like bald acceptance. And like give people... You could be like the Gary Vee of bald people.
Isn't he kind of sort of balding a little bit?
Yeah, kind of.
His hair's kind of weird.
His hair is kind of weird.
But yeah, you're right. I could be like the get up there and... What is he? Is he a public... I don't even know what he is. He's a rich public speaker. That's it?
Yeah. He's like a business owner, investor guy.
I could be Gary Vee.
Doesn't he follow you on Instagram?
I could be Gary B for bald. No, he wanted to sign us to a contract a long time ago for Viners.
I think he still follows you. Check.
Oh, shit. I didn't know that.
You know how many fucking people would hope to God that Gary Vee
follows them? Yeah, but you know, he probably follows a lot of people that he's known.
He follows 7,000. He follows you.
Yeah, it's got to be from Vine time. That's why.
Yeah.
He's cool. I when I met Gary, he was cool, but he had someone write up a contract that was not good, and even he was like, I didn't know it was this.
Come on, Gary.
It was a long time
ago. Come on the show and talk about it.
It was a long time ago. It's not like he didn't... Other people signed up, but Ben's dad...
Yes, Mr. Gold.
Who's been a celebrity lawyer before.
Who was on the road with me in Chicago. We'll talk about it soon.
Hell yeah. Shout out to Young BGs. His dad was like, don't sign this.
Yeah, he's an entertainment lawyer.
And I just did what he said. I didn't know what the fuck I even said. But even Gary was like, I apologize because this is not... I didn't think it was going to be like this. And then he fixed it up because he was more involved. But he let it
He let someone else write up the contract.
Come on, Gary. Make it right now and give us a new contract now, Gary V.
No, I don't want it. But Gary's I do like Gary though.
I like Gary. I like money. Gary, give us a deal.
Yeah, just give us money, Gary.
Yeah, give us money.
Yeah, let us get out of this goddamn apartment.
Yeah, dude. Let this
cuz if we both got
matching high chairs.
We did.
You know what I mean? Gary, you could really bail us out, dude.
Yeah.
You could really, like, do us a solid and, what's like, it, give
what's
us
his,
money.
What's his last... Is it Vaynerchuk?
Vaynerchuk, yeah.
Nice.
Gary Vaynerchuk. Yeah. I think he started in the wine business or something. But, yeah, but speaking of Ben Gold opened for me. He did his first 20-minute set.
Yeah, man. I'm very proud of you, by the way. It's been... both of you guys, that Ben's doing it, too, and that you have him as your opener?
Yeah, he's my opening act.
So I got to ask you, what's it like being on, like, what's it like now for you being on stage? Is there like a certain feeling that you got to deal with? Is it just second nature? Is it like, are you still kind of nervous sometimes?
So I will say, I will answer all those questions. First thing, I'll start at the end. The last question was, am I still nervous? Always nervous.
Yeah.
Always nervous when I'm on stage because it's like I don't have like someone to fall back on like that's on stage with me.
Yeah, it's so low.
You know what I mean? Like it'd be different if like me and you did a show and it's like, oh, like Mike can carry this part
or suck.
Or whatever, vice versa. It happens.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So the idea of you're the only person there, your name's on the marquee, people are driving to see you. You know, the thing I feel like I only owe the audience is a good performance. So right. If I'm having a bad day.
And it's in person.
Yeah. If I'm having a bad day, I'm not going to let that affect what I do on stage. And then I'll deal with it like when I get off stage.
Right.
You know? So many people came up to me like that went to my first Chicago show and came to this one. They were like, bro, you are so much fucking better and like cleaner and just crisper. I was in a pocket that night. My goal is to make like an hour set feel like it's 20 minutes.
Right.
So that's what I felt during that show. Like just, bro, over the course of just 2 years, it's just so much cleaner. Bang, 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 bang.
Yeah, when was your first show? 2 years ago?
Almost three.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, almost 3 years
ago. Okay. All of your shows are special, I'm sure, but that was the most special, I think, because it was your second one of the day. But I got to see it, and Mom was there, and like that show was like the energy was crazy.
Yeah,
because everyone was there to support you getting over the. And I remember how you felt when you were backstage and everything, and like you were focused, but you were a completely different person backstage. You were like fucking looked like a fucking ghost, just fucked you in your ass.
Yeah, dude.
And then you go up. And then you go up, and then it's just this completely, like born for this.
Yeah.
Fucking seamless. Like, there wasn't a part of it where I watched, because I was like, I wonder if he's going to do any, like, ums or anything like that. It's the whole way, like, you had everything planned, but also vibed off the crowd, too, as well.
Yeah.
And still played. Like, the guy, like, the funniest moment for me is when you told that guy that he looks like he does ayahuasca.
Oh, yeah.
And then he took off his shirt and shit and started getting like,
and I was like, this guy definitely does
Iowa. Like that was for a second show. That's an amazing, like most comedians would die for that. Their fucking 20th show, their 30th show, whatever it is. You know what I mean? Or probably most of them, if the crowd's that cool. So it was that for me. I mean, I'm going to be selfish here, but that was like, for me was probably like, I'll see more in the future.
It's like 10 times better now.
Getting on stage was pretty cool because you went out of your way. You did go out of your way to like give me a moment and be like, all right, I want you to conquer this now too. So that was pretty cool.
I look at it like this, bro. If I'm in the position that I'm in, you know what I mean? I'm not a top 10 comedian in the world. Probably not a top 100 comedian in the world. Just being based on being known and like ticket sales and shit. Right.
Yeah.
But like, if I'm in an opportunity to make a cool memory with like somebody who's been like good to me my whole life, like I'm going to do that.
Right.
You know, because at the end of the day, things go away, but you know, just be like, yo, like remember that time, like we did that show together and it's an opportunity. And also in like comedy, it's like reps. It's a lot of it's just reps. If I get back to the city early enough tonight, I'll probably find an open mic just to do like 5 minutes.
Right.
You know, so a lot of it's just like, what reps can I get in? It's a lot of film. You're like a football player. You're just like constantly critiquing.
Yeah, you're earning your stripes too.
Yeah. And like, a lot of people, those are like the best compliments I can get, is people that have seen me twice and have said, bro, it's so much better than you were like a year or two ago.
Yeah.
And I was just like, yeah, that means the world to me, because it means my work is paying off.
Right. And it's more, I think it's more that you also have a more together
set
now. So have you tried the, I texted you, but did you try the van joke yet? Or do you want to work out the kinks for it first?
Yeah. I'm going to work out the kinks for it.
Well, we shouldn't even talk about it. I'll just let you do it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
I'll do it. We don't have to talk.
Yeah.
When I do, but that
let me
joke,
know how, I'll, it, yeah, I'll let me know it how it goes. Cause we've always watched comedians talk about this.
Yeah.
And now one of us, and now you're doing it. You know what I mean? So it's like, it's cool being like, oh, I can work on this. Like you said, you're getting your reps in. So you see if a crowd likes it, then you take it with you to a bigger show or whatever.
For sure.
I would imagine that's how, it sounds like that's what comedians do.
Yeah, yeah. You try everything in smaller rooms before you bring them to big rooms.
Right.
So that's like, you know, that's the gym. That's the gym.
And my last question, my last question was, how is being on stage, like, how do you think it's changed your life?
Oh, so much. You know, the thing that changes it, that changes so much, is that when you do it full time, like as a living, like that's my profession.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have another job.
Yeah.
It lights a fire under you to stay motivated. And it's like, yeah, I could probably go get a job somewhere, like doing content or something and like doing that. But it's like, I like doing my own thing. Like, I like doing a podcast with my brother. You know, we're lucky enough to have ads on this show. And blessed enough to have ads on this show. And then I do my shit on the road. And, you know, is it tough? It's tough. You know, I don't like being away from my wife and shit and being away from my dogs. And, you know, eventually we're going to want to have kids. So that's going to be like a tough cross to bear. But, like, I don't feel uncomfortable on stage at all. The only thing I feel comfortable anywhere is regular life.
Yeah, I know. That's probably the case for a lot of performers.
Regular life is so uncomfortable for me.
Yeah.
Like, because when I'm locked into a set, I'm just locked into certain jokes. Like, that's the only thing that's going through my mind.
Yeah.
But when I'm off stage, like, I'm thinking about shit. I'm thinking about, like, you know, my health, or like people who've passed away, or financial stuff, or what am I going to eat for dinner? And the dogs need to go out. You know, I had a great conversation with Dad about dying 2 or 3 days ago. Because I told him, I said, listen, since I lost such a close friend, I was like, yeah, like, I'm so afraid to, like, die. Because, like, I just seen what it's done to everybody.
Yeah.
And, like, so I asked Dad, I was like, Dad, when you, like, flatlined and almost died, I was like, are you afraid to die anymore? And he was like, nah.
Yeah,
he was like, I have no fear of dying at all whatsoever. Because he's just like, and then he ended it off. He was like, living is hard. Dying is the easiest part of life.
Yeah, because it's just
going to happen.
Yeah, it's just, I think we're just more scared. We don't know what is or what isn't.
That's it.
That's all it is.
And he was just like, bro, like, I felt things when I was like dying.
Yeah.
That every drug imaginable, like, couldn't even replicate it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, he was like, when I came back, Dad was almost like, why'd you do that? Like, he was just like, his body was dying.
Yeah. And he had a very good spiritual experience.
Yeah.
He didn't have the one where some people are like being like pulled into like a dark tunnel shit.
But he did tell me, like, after that, he was like really depressed for a while. Yeah. Like, coming back to life.
Yeah. No,
he was like, I almost wish I'd stayed dead.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, I'd rather would have died.
Because I did, like, honestly, he's like, coming back, it was just like, all right, like, I'm going through this, like, and then I'm going to go home and I'm going to have to, like, try and get back to work at some point. So he's like, you know, he's like, you get these little things, like how we are with our things. Like, he had a real reason. He was like, yo, is my defibrillator going to go off tonight when I go to sleep? Like, he was afraid to go to sleep.
Yeah, that was his thing. Yeah, because it was just like, because it's like, he was there and it was almost done. And then it's like, it's being alive and dealing with it in the moment that's annoying. Also, it's just uncomfortable at first.
Yeah.
And then once you're out, I think that's where Dad was like in a peaceful place. Because, like, Jamie Foxx said that his sucked.
Oh, I never heard Jamie Foxx talk about
it. I think he talked about he was like going towards a tunnel and the light was like taking forever and he was being like pulled back or some shit, I think.
Damn, dude.
I don't know. He just said it was long. He said something like that. And he just said it was, I don't know. He said it, he didn't say like it was a terrifying thing, but he seemed like he didn't really enjoy it. Now, here's the thing. I don't know though, because I've heard some stuff from other people too. And I've heard, I saw this and it was beautiful and peaceful too. I think it's got to be wherever. I don't know. I really don't know. Because dad, I think at that point too, I don't think life was great for dad.
Yeah, at that point, he was like, yeah, if it happens, whatever.
Yeah, he was very...
he had a heart attack.
Yeah, he was just very stressed out. He wasn't doing therapy or anything like that at the time either. Like, he was just working, trying to make his own money. We were all in... I was in college. You were still in high school, I think. Or maybe, no, I think you were in college too at the time.
No, I was a senior in high school. I was on the baseball team, I remember, because I left practice. Daniel drove me to the hospital.
Yeah, that shit was... Yeah, it was a weird day. But... Yeah. But it's cool that you had that conversation with him because it makes us feel better, I think, whenever we hear him.
Well, I think it's somebody that's obviously closer to death.
Yeah.
But just by age.
Yeah, just, yeah.
You know, say that he's not afraid of it makes me less afraid of it because I am afraid of it. You want if I didn't have a wife and, like, had any success in life.
Because you're enjoying it.
Yeah, because I'm enjoying life so much.
Right. And going to like
love my life.
And going to nothing is weird. But if you can't feel or there is nothing there, you're not going to know though. You'll be dead.
Well, I'll be lying to say that sometimes I'm jealous of dead people.
Yeah, because they're there already.
Yeah, and I'm like, damn, dude, like you already did that. And it's like you never have to worry about anything ever again.
It's fucking motherfuckers just be dead.
Just dead. You know,
so I'm thinking about it. Like,
sucks.
I'm thinking about it. Like,
it sucks for us.
Yeah, I think it's because we're young. I want to get to the point where I get old and I'm like, yo, this sucks, bro. I'm ready to just peace out,
dude. I cannot wait to get there.
That's where I want to be because right now I am enjoying life. You
so
know what I mean?
Bad. I wish.
Oh shit.
I wish I didn't wish enjoy
you
life.
As strong as you were.
Yeah, I wish I wasn't fucking the Incredible Hulk.
That's insane.
How the fuck did that come out?
I have no idea.
All right, here we go. Oh, it wasn't Titan, that's why. Bro, but I'm being serious. Like, what you just said just hit the nail on the head of, like, I want to make it to be so old that I'm just like, just fucking die already.
Yeah.
That's going to be such a blessing to feel that.
That's why I say that, because getting old sucks.
Yeah,
and
dude.
And it's painful, and everyone's dead already that you know, or almost there, or you've already been in so much pain, you're just like, yeah, fuck this, I'm out.
Yeah.
Right now, I'm like, I want to, it's because we're young, and we're enjoying life.
Yeah.
Being young and enjoying life is a fucking awesome gift to have because this world fucking sucks. I mean, it does.
Yeah,
it's,
it does.
It's great.
Not just for bald people, too.
Yeah, not just for bald people.
Yeah.
But it's great because I'm bald and loving life.
Yeah, man. I always said, like, yo, if I ever get, like, dementia or something, like, yo, just leave me in the woods.
Dude, getting dementia, oh, you just want to, like, be like...
Because it's going to be so... Because I just know the things that are going to come out of my mouth are going to be fucking nuts.
Wait, so you would rather just die, like, in the woods?
Yeah, because I just know I'm going to... If I stay any longer, I'm just going to offend my family.
I'm just thinking about
you. I'm just
going
to say... Like, I don't want my family to, like, the last thing, like, I ever say to them. And it was like, I always knew you were a little queer. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. And just, like, die. And yeah. Be like, that's the last thing my grandpa said to me.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, I don't want to do that to, like, kids.
It's just, I'm just thinking about you, like, lost in the woods, like, tripping balls off of your own, like, mental disorder.
Yeah, just off my own just fucking disease.
Just like a fucking thick, scared, lost, like, Puerto Rican Italian, like, Alice in Wonderland.
Just, like, walking around, like, making friends with animals.
Yeah, just, like, freaking, yeah, like, talking to trees with holes in them.
Yeah,
you think it's their mouth?
Because, like, when you see people, you just wake up scared all the time when you have that shit.
Yeah, that one's weird. Because I think about the Wendy Williams shit, and I'm just going to be honest. I know she fucking sucks, but, like, I don't think anyone deserves that shit. But, like, yeah, watching that shit, I know people are like, who cares? Like, she sucked, but I do feel bad for her, though.
Yeah, bro.
Because she looks fucking nuts,
man. Yeah, whenever anyone, like, loses their noodle like that, it's scary to, like, just watch.
Yeah, they're like a robot trying to figure out who they are or something. It's like they were just made out of a factory and they don't know what's going
on. Dude, I saw, like, the saddest fucking video.
It's a factory reset.
Yeah, dude. I saw the saddest video. There's, like, this guy walks into, like, his son's room and he's like, where's mom? And he was like, mom's been dead for, like, 15 years, dad.
Yeah, that's so fucked. Those are fucked.
And he was like, what? And I was just like, damn, dude, this dude was just, like, looking for the love of his life, like, walking around his house.
That's so fucked.
Like, fucking leave me in the woods, dude. Like, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
And then just come back, like, after a couple of days, because you know I starved to death, and just, like, pick me up and then, like, cremate me and turn me into, like, diamonds.
Yeah, you're just dead and naked wearing, like, a fucking moss crown.
Yeah, moss crown. It looked like I went to, like, midsummer.
Yeah. Your, like, dick is out.
Yeah, just bro. Just fucking dick's out, like, something's eating it. You know? And you just find me, like, oh, there it is. I got him.
You think they'll ever make something for dementia where it, like a machine that, like, like, almost like, you know that thing we used to have back in the day? You go like this on the side, and it gives, like, different pictures.
Yeah.
I forgot what that thing's called.
A camera?
Something like that. No, not a camera. It's that thing on the side. It's that fucking toy. It's that toy that had, like, elephants would pop up. You go, oh, my God, I'm in Africa.
Oh, it was just, like, a negative slideshow camera.
Yeah, whatever that thing was. Yeah.
Not a kaleidoscope, but, like, along the lines, you just flick it.
Yeah, and then, like, a new thing would come up. It'd be, like, fucking butterflies.
It'd just be like, oh, I'm in India now.
Yeah, you would literally, yeah. Like, I feel like it was, like, National Geographic probably had, like, a partnership with them, that thing.
Yeah. Exactly. I know exactly what you're talking about.
If you have dementia,
please and say there's it in the comments.
Something that just, like, fucking shows up all the time, and it's just certain memories or some machine that's, like, like, there's got to be implants in the future. That, like, my one thing is thinking about implants in the future are going to get so crazy. They're already weird.
Yeah, they're
but
weird
they're
now.
Eventually someone's going to invent some. Someone's going to be like the Steve Jobs of like.
Of course. Yeah, no, for sure. Like, and the thing that's scary, like I feel when you start to like get dementia and shit, that's like the closest you get to being like a fucking orangutan in the zoo.
Yeah, it's
like people are just like watching you all day and you're just like fiddling with shit.
It's worse. At least orangutan like knows its duties and shit throughout the day.
Yeah.
Dementia people just like get up and shit themselves and don't know what's going on.
Yeah, that's so fucking scary.
Like dude. That's just, it's like a blank, it's that factory. Obviously it's different. Everyone has a different case. Some people remember their kids, some people don't, some whatever, right? But the one that's full-fledged, like, I don't know where I am, and talking to your son like they're a complete stranger, like that shit is so... Like, and I'm just thinking, what could you do, like...
Like when Uncle Junior shoots Tony?
Yeah.
Sada Malanga.
Yeah, he like, doesn't know what's going on. It's just like, what do you do? Is there, like, what's happening? Is there a part of the brain that's being snit? Like, does it just go dead? Like, I don't know the actual science of it. So it's like, is there something that can connect a bridge or something where people don't ever have to deal with that again? Because there's a lot of shit like that's been cranial, around for mad long that we still have not figured out.
Yeah, like a cranial implant or something that, like... Make sure that, like, whatever electrodes need to be, like, fired off on or something, like, does it.
Do you think you would ever be pushed to a place where you have loss in your life, which you've experienced, obviously, where you would selfishly get, like, an AI-generated version of someone, but it's completely them? It's just not them, but it's their conscious and everything like that? Do you think you could ever be pushed to that level? Have you ever loved somebody so bad, you think, that you could be like...
Yeah, I just lost one.
Right.
I wish, like, if that was a possibility, I'd walk around with, like, a little fucking Bobby 3000.
No, but...
You know what I mean? Just, like, walk around with them.
Now, this is the thing.
This is,
I know a lot of people now think that's a weird question, but things like that are already being... It's already a thing.
Yeah, dude. So, they did a hologram of Tupac, looked just like him, and he, like, performed.
So that's my question is, like, if you had a moment where you, selfishly, because we're alive, right? Yeah. It's a very selfish thing to want, like, some, even though it's not really them, but if you could have someone answer you and just have them respond to you, let's say if it was, let's call it dead person in a pocket.
Right, like, oh, but are they, like, are they...
It's a machine.
Is it, like, a HAL 3000 from, like, a Space Odyssey?
Basically, let's say it's me and you take me out and you go, yo, I just really miss you, bro. And I'm like, I miss you too, man. How Selena and everything. Like, I talk to you.
I would do it.
You think you would do it?
Yeah, dude, why not? Like, if there's going to be, like, there's going to be, like, a Quest 7 and it's going to be, like, hey, like, set up your own heaven garden.
Dude,
where you just go to heaven and just see all your dead family members.
I think augmented reality and all that stuff is going to go to that place. Yeah. I think eventually you're going to be in your room and you're going to want to visit from someone. But it's going to have to be obviously like how does it get that knowledge, that data?
Bro,
someone's going to have to go in and be recorded every day or something.
Bro, I saw a video. They do this already.
Yeah.
Where a Chinese mom.
Yeah.
Got these people set up. They had a child who died who was like 4 or 5 years old. And they had a headset. And their daughter walks up to them and is like, mommy, like, it's okay. Like, and the woman is hysterical.
Yeah, because
it's... And she keeps saying, like, I will be with you soon. She's like, I will be with you one day. I can't be with you right now, but one day I will be with you. And she's hysterically crying, dude. Right. And I was hysterically crying.
Right. Well. No, there's plenty of videos like that. I'm and like, I was
dude. I was like, this person's... The only thing she loved more in that life was nothing. Yeah. It was that kid.
Yeah, it wasn't... Yeah, it wasn't like... But it's the closest. I mean, Kanye did that thing for fucking... He did that thing for Kim when they were together, the dad thing.
Yeah.
Which a lot of people were like, this is so fucking weird. And it is, but I don't know. I would imagine there are people out there who've lost people who go, I still wouldn't do it. It's just not them and it's weird. But there's a lot of people out there. When you experience that loss and it's so hard, some people make it up in their own fucking minds. They'll go to that level. You know what I mean? That's how traumatizing it is.
Yeah.
Now, if you can have a fucking machine that can keep you sane.
Bro, who wouldn't want to say hi to their dead mom?
And if it's a completely down to the T how mom would answer you.
Yeah.
Like, I'm doing great. Can you go walk the fucking dog?
Yeah. She'd be like, oh, it's, oh my God. It's so terrible. She's just like,
Harry, everything's good? Yeah. Can you take the car?
Yeah. Can we deprogram her? Just like not say sad stuff. Just be like, enable sadness. Just be like, but, enabling sadness. Then that would be perfect.
And that's the beauty of it, though, right? When you have an AI-generated person and it's down to them, though, you're like, if you had anything else, you go, she wouldn't do that. This is weird. That's where it gets weird. Because it's almost like tricking your brain. But is that trick a healthy trick?
Yeah, why not?
I think it is because it's not people, you doing it to yourself. Like you're not in. I'm not like in the corner. Like I miss you so much, Danny.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. You know what I mean? Like, but is it so weird that like I'll talk to Bobby sometimes throughout the day?
Yeah, that's true. You can do that. You can do that. Yeah, that's
you know
true.
What I mean.
Like, you can do that also with your own thing. You don't have to like go
like
to
like yesterday. Yesterday was Easter. Like I remember, I prayed for like an hour, and I think I talked to him for like 10 minutes.
Yeah,
like you know, to some people that like. Might make it look like you're nuts, but in that moment, it comforts the shit out of
me. Well, that goes to, do you need anything to be there to be it? Because you're still doing the same thing. You just have an image.
Yeah.
That's really it. Yeah. Or an image that is responding to you, but it's not, I don't know. That's why I saw something.
I see the weirdness of it, and I see the very non-weirdness of it.
Yeah.
I get it.
I was watching the Will Sasso. Shout out to Will Sasso.
Come on the show, Will Sasso.
Homie, come on the show. He would, too.
Yeah. He could do his Hogan and Jesse Bobby.
Oh Ventura. yeah, he crushes it.
Yeah,
he's on a he has Dudesy podcast with his buddy.
Check it out.
And they had a thing come up where someone their show's based off of like they talked an AI is the show's built around AI stuff, but they have their own conversations.
Right.
And the AI will talk and do its thing once in a while, but it's absorbing everything, and then it absorbed about George Carlin AI. And the Carlin AI is like almost down to the T, and it's making jokes, and it says in the joke, like, get used to celebrities coming back. Like, we're going to be coming back, but we're going to be AI.
Yeah.
And it's going to be new material. And yeah. You're going to have to deal with it in the future. And it was the creepiest that hearing him say it, hearing the AI say that.
It's going to be new material.
And the jokes were good. At the end, it goes, I'll tell you one celebrity, though, that we could all not, deal with coming back. Bill Cosby. And then it was a good joke.
Yeah.
I was like, holy shit.
That's scary, dude.
So that's the part where I'm like, oh my God. Good AI is, to me, the most fascinating and scariest AI.
Yeah. As long as, just don't put it in robots. Like, that things that could be erect and walk. You know what I mean by erect.
Yeah, I do.
Homo erectus.
Yeah.
That's even gayer, sorry. But yeah. You know what I mean.
Whatever, gay's fine.
Yeah, gay's the best. But, you know, it's just one of those things, you know?
It's just
I would have so many like robot friends.
Imagine though, like,
have you ever seen Her?
Yeah, a little bit. I didn't finish the movie. I got halfway.
That's gonna happen way more.
That's what I mean. Like that personality in a pocket. I mean, we have it in a lot of ways already, but I'm wondering where other people's brains will go. Like if they have to physically touch something, if they have to see somebody in the room.
Oh yeah.
My thing is like
people that miss weddings.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like you could send like your own like hologram. So like you can be at the wedding.
Right.
but it's just like a digital image of you. Like you're at home kind of at the wedding.
Yeah. I'm going, that's so true.
You know, it's just like, hey, I can't make the wedding, but I'm going to send my fucking AI proxy. I'm here dressed like for the wedding. You could like be there.
I'm just thinking.
You can imagine you gave like a speech like as a hologram at my wedding.
I just feel like it's so, that'd be crazy. I'm trying to think like if, because there's going to be those moments where someone's like talking to the AI and they're like, can you go get me snacks? If it's a physical robot, the robot goes out and gets it and comes back and like, I know you love Cheetos. And you just go, no, I don't.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's like your ex-wife AI, but like they fucked up because they didn't know a specific thing. And you're like, she wouldn't have got me those. And she certainly wouldn't have said this. And you just fucking beat the thing.
Yeah, right. And kill it.
I'm going so like deep into it. But like that's.
Someone like robs your AI, like walking home from the store.
For me, it would
exactly. That would suck dick.
Yeah, you lose it twice.
I guarantee you, Uber Eats drivers are going to be robots.
I mean, the car's already driving themselves.
You know what I mean?
But you mean like
a dude. Yeah. It's going to be like Ishmael. I'm like, this guy's name's not Ishmael. He's a robot.
That's weird, too.
I know.
Because you're going to have racist guys picking personalities.
That's what I'm saying.
That's weird.
It's going to be a strange life, dude.
I'm thinking about like 30.
It's going to be a very odd future.
It's going to be fucked. But yeah. I want to be there for it.
Oh, yeah. Odd Future's a group. It came out of my mouth. I was like, who is that?
That's why I'm like everyone's, because someone was talking about it also, like, you know, parents or uncles and grandparents, like losing family members. But you're thinking about the people, like if you have siblings and people that stay with you.
Yeah.
It is going to be like, think about us like 40 years from now and dealing with that world. I mean, it's going to happen.
Bro. I hope I'm alive.
We will be. You got to start with we will be.
Yeah.
If you judge it, I feel like you're closer to death when you judge whether or not. That's my personal take.
I think, I think there's scientific like linkage to like if you think about death a lot, it like actually happens.
I think there is. I don't mind about joking.
No,
because there are people who are like, don't joke like that, man. No. But like, I don't give. It's a part of life. That's funny to me. But if every day you're like, I'm gonna die, I'm gonna die, I'm gonna die. Which where I was,
I joke
where
you were. I joke about dying every day. I think.
Yeah, because it's a big part of our fuckness.
Just a very. Not a dark person, but like I just have a very dark sense of humor.
Yeah.
Just what makes. Oh my God. Speaking of dark sense of humor, listen to what I fucking did the other day.
Yeah.
Okay. So Selena and I on Easter, we're like, oh, we ate like kind of a big breakfast. Yo, my wife is so good at fucking cooking. It's outrageous. It's unreal. Like I tell her all the time.
It's a fucking plus.
Like I'm telling you, like I was like, yo, post some of this like on TikTok and shit. Like, let's get some money out this bitch. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. She can cook her
fucking ass. That's the world we live in now.
She can cook her ass off, dude. She made, like, fucking eggs Florentine that were, like, if you would have told me, like, oh, this was from, like, the best brunch place in New York City, I would have believed it. It was that fucking good.
Yeah.
So, anyway. So, we do that, and we're still feeling a little full, and we still have to eat Easter dinner. So, we're like, let's go for a walk. Let's walk the dogs for a while. So, we go for a walk, and we're walking by our apartment. There's like this little field, but it's not for dogs. It's for humans to walk. And there's this one guy is there, and his dog's not on a leash. Right? So immediately in my mind, I go, I really hope that dog runs up to our dogs.
Yes.
Because I had this plan come to me so quick.
Yeah.
So his dog starts making a beeline for our dog. So I grab both of our dogs and go, not friendly, not friendly, not friendly. They're not friendly. And as he's doing it, like I could see like the owner being like calling, like, oh, like Spartacus, come back. Spartacus.
Yeah.
So I was like, nah, I'm just fucking with you.
Oh, you were fucking playing around with that.
Yeah.
Oh,
I was like, nah, I was like, my dogs are friendly as fuck.
But you did that annoying thing that some people do when they are walking dogs.
So this is what happened, though.
Because their voices are
so bad. Instead of the guy being like, ha, 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 sorry.
Yeah.
He goes, that's not funny.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I look him in the face. I go, you know what's not funny? Your dog not being on a fucking leash.
Oh, yeah. So you got him with the, yeah, okay.
I was just like, yeah, that's not funny. You know what's not funny? Your dog not being on a leash. I wish that my dogs could be off the leash, but guess what? I follow the rules.
Yeah.
There's a big sign that says, keep your dog on a leash. Yeah. And the only reason I'm like that is because some other fucking dumb cunt, okay, had her dog off a leash and it attacked Tony.
Yeah, so it's
to the point where I kicked the dog in the face.
Yeah, you had to get it fucking out of there. Yep.
attack Tony. I'm lifting Tony up above my head by his harness. He's a 70-pound dog, dude. I'm doing fucking lateral raises with a 70-pound animal.
Yeah.
Okay? When I go to the gym, I do 25 pounds. I can show you how strong you are when you're afraid.
Right.
Tony's here.
Whoop. Just adrenaline lift.
Just adrenaline lifted him over my head like fucking Simba. Over my head with one hand. Yeah. And I took my foot and kicked this dog right under its fucking jaw. Just yeah. Like, yeah. And I could feel it in the little space of the jaw. Like right here, I felt that my fucking toe landed right underneath it.
Yep. And if it's a dog, that's coming at you, that sounds like it's going to fuck your dog up.
It bit Tony.
Fuck it. Yeah. Fuck
it bit Tony. It broke Tony's skin, the dog.
Yeah. I'm beating the shit out of your dog if your dog is off a leash and it bites my dog.
Bro.
Especially even if it's coming at my dog and looking mad, ready to go down, I'm going to be like, I'm ready to fuck you up.
I was like, yeah. Also,
fuck your dog.
Also, it's not like if the dog was like a fucking shih tzu, I wouldn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
This dog was like 110 pounds.
Yeah, it's bigger.
Big motherfucker, bro. Huge.
Yeah.
And when he said to me, that's not funny.
Yeah.
Dude, he was like, sweet, sweet,
yeah.
Sweet, sweet.
Yeah, me, myself, and Irene.
It was really, and I was like, you know what's not funny? Not having your dog on the fucking leash.
Yeah. Put your goddamn dog on a fucking
leash. And I looked at him and just walked away. And Selena was with me, and she was so fucking, like, confused.
Yeah.
Because she was just like, I get why you did it, but it was weird how you did it.
Yeah, and I was like, but yeah, it was your humor,
though. It was my humor. That's what I told her. I said, this was my,
humor. I would have understood it after, because it played out well for you.
Yeah, but
if you just did that and they didn't say anything, and it didn't turn into him being a weirdo and being, like, not funny, it played out well for your humor, too, because it's like, oh, I know what Danny was really doing.
Yeah.
Danny was being
passive aggressive.
Yeah. 100%. And but
being in a way where I'm going to get a laugh out of you breaking the rules.
And some fucking owners, you deserve that passive aggressiveness towards. You're a reckless fucking idiot. And people get dogs and let them do whatever the fuck they want to do as well, though. Sometimes.
I don't care
how. Knowing that their dog sucks.
I don't care how cool or nice your dog is.
Yeah.
There's rules.
Yeah.
Put your dog on a fucking leash.
How do you not know that your dog's a piece of shit like that, though? They have to know.
And the dog couldn't have been trained that well because it ran right over to my dogs.
Yeah. And the first thing to do was to bite. And your dogs are friendly as fuck with other dogs.
They're mad friendly.
Yeah.
They're amazing.
That would piss me off even more, too.
Oh, knowing that they're
friendly.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's this mean piece of shit dog coming up to bite them.
No.
I would have lost my fucking mind for the other story.
Yeah, yeah. But my thing is this. Is like, I don't care if your dog's friendly or not. It takes 1 second for dogs to pop off.
Yeah, put that four-legged idiot on a leash.
Put him on a fucking leash, dude. You don't think that I want to go outside and not get fucking bothered by having to pull my dog?
How far
shit?
From the person also was this?
Like 7 feet. They were mad close. Yeah, and that's then the too dude far. Ran up to me and goes, that's not funny. As soon as he said that, I was like,
yeah,
you know what
else is not funny?
I was like, you want to know what's not going to be funny? Is when in front of your dog, I smash every fucking bone in your skull.
yeah.
Because I'm fucking unhinged.
Yeah.
You know? I'm not a tough person, but I'm not crazy, but I hate shit
my thing is,
it gets me to a level of where I want to fucking inflict violence on a person who just can't follow the fucking rules.
Yeah, yeah.
Follow the rules.
Yeah. And also, you know, make sure you get better help as well.
Yeah, better help. BetterHelp.com.
I'm also worried about you. I know why Selena was worried. No, but my thing is...
No, but
as soon as it happened that way, I'm like, oh, well, this played out well for you. Because even when you did the, not friendly, I was like, wait, who's, I don't get it.
My dogs. And I was saying my dogs were not friendly.
But it played out, no, I know, but it played out beautifully because he goes, that's not funny.
Yeah.
And then I immediately, before he even said, I go, yeah, but it also wouldn't be funny if your dog did what another dog just did to my dogs the other day. And this is why you should have your dog on a leash.
100%. Because
it's a fucking dog. It's stupid.
Yeah.
It's not a dog. It's smart and it's in dog ways, but it's a fucking idiot, and it's not trained.
Why do you think that the rules don't apply to you? That's the thing that bothers me about fucking people.
Also, your dog is a murderer off a leash.
Yeah, dude.
Put that murdering piece of shit on a leash.
And I was like, yo, like,
I don't care how friendly you think your dog is. It takes 1 second for dogs to pop off.
Yeah, to flip out.
Okay? And then I'm not saying that he kills my dog, but if he bites my dog, and then I got to take him to the vet, that's going to cost me $900.
Yeah, and then I got to beat the shit out of you and your dog.
Yeah, and then I'm going to come and kill both of you. You know, in my mind, I'm like, yo, I taught this guy a lesson in the best way possible. Started it as a joke. He was a fucking cock, so I was a fucking cock.
Yeah, the energy's weird.
You want to know what he did?
I would have been like, sorry.
You want to know what he did 1 minute after?
Apologize?
10 seconds after. Put his fucking leash on his dog.
Oh, he put it on? Okay, yeah, dude. Yeah.
If your dog is running up to other dogs, your dog's not trained enough to be off the leash. Sorry, buddy. Sorry. And guess what? You're lucky that my dogs were friendly, because what if they weren't?
Yep.
You are negligent pet owner.
I also never want to be the guy who's responsible for another person's dog getting bit by my dog.
Yeah,
so it's embarrassing.
Yeah. I just don't understand why people think, if you want to do that, go move to fucking Texas somewhere, buy a ranch, and let your dogs run around while you ride like Kawasaki's, like fucking Stone Cold Steve Austin.
My favorite.
See, stop fucking doing that, dude. You live in an urban environment. Keep your dog in a fucking leash.
The worst people are like the people whose dog attacks, and they're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Because it's happening, and they're not strong enough to handle the dog, and they have this huge fucking dog that they know is an asshole.
Like, Buster, stop.
Oh my God, please.
And you're like, Buster.
Why do you have that big ass dog?
Yeah, get rid of it. This is where people
if your dog's handling you instead, you're a fucking idiot. Get rid of that dog.
Yeah.
Or give it to someone who can. Give it to someone who can handle it.
I've almost given Tony away twice. Because I was like, I don't know if I can handle the dog.
Yeah.
He's gotten better. So I'm like, okay. Like, even I'm not blind.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm not liquid, John. I'm not liquid. You know? In my mind, I was just like, yo, this person needs to be taught a lesson.
Yeah.
Because it's not allowed. There's children here. It's a public fucking
place.
That's
another thing, too. Not even just dogs. They might attack a fucking kid.
Hello?
Dude. I got attacked by our own dog.
I've been attacked by multiple dogs.
By our own dog.
Multiple times.
I still love dogs, but...
I love dogs, but guess what? They're subservient
species.
Yeah, they're idiots.
Yeah, they're idiots.
Put it on a fucking leash. Your dog's not your cousin or your brother or your kid.
Yeah, your dog eats its own shit.
Yeah, okay? And if you died, guess what? Your dog would eat your corpse.
Yeah, it would.
All right? Which is kind of poetic in a way, because he doesn't want you to go to waste, but you know what I'm trying to get at.
Yeah.
Okay? There's a reason why human beings do this to ourselves, because we're so fucking fucked up in the head. We want to get an animal that's going to die 30 years before we do.
Yeah.
So we could have fucking thousands of dollars spent on trying to keep some dog alive, that if it was anywhere else, they would take it outside and put it to sleep, right? But no, we're like, oh no, we have to take care of these animals. We have to do this.
Yeah, keep going.
You know?
Keep going.
It's like, we have to take care of these dogs. It bothers me. It pisses me off. It
bothers me too.
People have to understand that every once in a while, if you are going to be a person that takes care of a dog and owns a dog, right? Put them on a fucking leash. Stop fucking ruining everything for everybody else.
Yes.
All right? So now I have to worry about my dog, because my dog's a little weird and your dog's a little weird. They should both be on leashes. I don't care.
Keep going. Tell them.
There's a lot of things that piss me off about this country too. There's a lot of things, all right? You remember back in the days in, like, the 90s where, like, you didn't ask people, like, who you voted for and stuff?
Yes.
You should go back to that.
Yeah.
Everybody mind their own business.
Yeah.
I hate everything about fucking social media. You got Trump on there every 2 minutes asking me for $1.
Yeah, and then he left Twitter and came back.
And then he came back, and now he wants $1.
Dumb bitch.
And, like, I don't know if he's in court. Joe Biden's asleep literally right now.
Yeah, dying every day.
All right? RFK is like, I don't know. The only thing I know about him is he bangs the chick from Curb Your Enthusiasm. There's so many things in my life that just bother me, dude. Why do humans have to make life so difficult for
everybody
else,
brother?
Just fucking put your dog on a fucking leash and walk your dog like a normal human being.
I don't
understand. This isn't the middle of the fucking wastelands
where
it's the road or like Jack Kerouac book, okay?
Fuck yeah, dude.
This is you're co-inhabiting the world.
Fuck yeah.
Okay? So if I have a dog on a leash, two of them, and your dog's not on a leash, Put the fucking dog on a leash. I don't understand.
Get him.
I think more humans need to be put on leashes in this country. I think if you have a kid who's fucking annoying as shit and hits other people in class, when he goes to school,
yes,
he should be in a fucking cage.
Yes.
Because you want to know why?
Why?
He hits other kids.
Piece of shit.
And until he stops hitting other kids, we're not going to let him around other
fuck
kids.
Fuck that kid.
And guess what? When we go on field trips, he's got to stay with that one fat lady that was always an aide in a class to make sure that he gets from point A to point B.
Because she'll beat his ass.
Because she's fucking so God-given to the earth to take care of this piece of shit kid.
Amen.
That you're sending for 8 hours a day so you can go to work.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Okay? And I want everybody else to know out there, if you're going to be one of those types of people, don't procreate. Because guess what? Your kids are going to be just like you, little leashless fucks, running around, doing whatever the fuck they want, doing the rules the way they want to do them.
Amen.
And it pisses me off.
Very nicely done, Danny.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
Put your dog on a leash.
And on that note,
we're going to head out of here.
We're going to head out of here. I'm sweating now, and now I'm uncomfortable. You know, I don't like to end episodes angry, but it just makes me angry.
Anyway, yeah, you guys can find tickets to all of my shows. DannyLoPriori.sucks. And click on the See Me tab, and that's me. Everywhere I'm going to be. We got merch coming this week.
Dot sucks.
We got Low Priori Podcast merch coming. Keep an eye out for it. I'll post it when it's ready. That's all I'm saying. I'm not putting it in a day. But it's when it comes out, you'll see it. I'll post it on my story. Mike, where can they find you on the internet, buddy?
Michael_LowPriori on Instagram, Twitch, and LowPriori Mike on Twitter, baby.
Danny LowPriori on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, everywhere else. We will see you guys next week with another amazing episode of LowPriori Podcast. We love you. Get back.